This is a biography of my mother, Marie L. Sponberg, that I wrote after she died in 2004, and it was originally read by Reverend Tim LaHan at her memorial service at the Evangelical Covenant Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on Saturday, the 16th of October, 2004. Marie Eleanor Larson Sponberg was born on the 3rd July 1910 at her family home in Batavia, Illinois. Her parents, Emil and Ida Johnson Larson, were Swedish immigrants, and Swedish culture permeated their family life. Marie was the second of four children. Her sister was Ethel, her brothers were William and Clarence. All preceded her in death, Ethel, by only 1 week. Marie cherished her idyllic small-town childhood as she did every phase of her life, from her college and career days in Chicago to her early married life in Utah, California, and Florida, to her years as a wife, mother, homemaker, and church lady in suburban Glenview, Illinois, to her role as the little old lady from Wauwatosa and her adventures in adult daycare. Marie was grounded in her faith and remained hopeful in the face of every adversity. She transformed her struggle with cancer into a source of encouragement and inspiration for others suffering from difficult setbacks. She used her recovery from several strokes as a tool to become stronger, healthier, and more motivated. Marie excelled in learning. In grade school, she was skipped ahead twice. In high school, she belonged to the Slide Rule Club and the National Honor Society. Unlike many women of her generation, Marie attended college and graduated from Lewis Institute at age 20. When the Great Depression frustrated her intention to become a home economics teacher, she seized the opportunity to launch a career as a medical technologist. Marie was committed to lifelong learning. She was a voracious reader, an avid crossword puzzler, doing even the toughest puzzles in ink, a news show and sports addict, Go Cubs, and a frequent trivia contest winner. She used her passion for knitting, sewing, and other craft projects as a means to keep both her fingers and her mind nimble. Traveling throughout the U.S. and Canada opened her mind to new perspectives and cultural experiences. At age 94, she was learning to play the xylophone. On 26 June 1943, Marie married Bertil H. Sponberg, and Marie and the Sponberg family embraced each other completely. Her love for her parents-in-law, Malcolm and Bertha, her siblings-in-law, Dallas and Berger, Leonard and Lois, Martha and Russ, her nieces and nephews, and the many cousins were as great as her love for her birth family. Bert, many in-laws, and her treasured niece, Cayenne, greeted her in glory. On 10 March 1949, Marie and Bert welcomed their daughter, Susan Emily. Marie was a devoted, doting mother for the rest of her life. In addition to their relationship as mother and daughter, Marie and Susan were best friends, constant companions, sidekicks, cohorts, favorite roommates, and mutual personal heroes. Wherever she went, and in every circumstance, Marie made friends. Her family revered her. Children flocked to her. Strangers on the bus befriended her. Friends confided in her. She was an enthusiastic correspondent, and she had recently been in contact with a childhood friend, a sorority sister, and her best friend of 70 years. Marie's obvious intelligence, wisdom, clever wit, and sly humor made her an attractive companion. She was upbeat, patient, selfless, trustworthy, loyal, and non-judgmental. She was interested in everyone, respectful of differences, and spoke to everyone as a peer, regardless of age or circumstances. Marie's foremost and dearest friend was her Lord Jesus Christ. Her devotion was unshakable. She served him on every imaginable church committee and in daily life. She made tray favors, Christmas ornaments, and rice puddings to his glory. She sang Amazing Grace, and When the Saints Go Marching In, while washing dishes and folding laundry. She was a prayer warrior until the end. On 10th October 2004, Marie Sponberg was welcomed into glory by her Lord, by loved ones, and by the Legion of Christian Saints. When we are overwhelmed by our grief, let us remember instead her joy.